Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You probably remember that one of the ahadith established to have been said by the Prophet was the hadith of 12 Imams or Caliphs. When we look at ahadith from the Prophet and the 12 Imams, we find once again that one of the concepts established across the board between the major sects is this notion of a Qa'im or Mahdi sent by Allah who will establish justice on earth. And interestingly, the idea that Allah will extend time to make sure this person is sent to carry out this task is also quite common. عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله أنه قال لو لم يبقى من الدنيا إلا يوم واحد لطول الله ذلك اليوم حتى يبعث رجولا من أهل بيتي يملأ الأرض عدلا وقسطا كما ملئت جورا وظلما. Just like in this hadith, as well as many other ahadith, we find that there is an emphasis that this qaim is from the progeny of the Prophet and Sayyida Fatima. سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول المهدي من عترتي من ولد فاطمة. We're gradually starting to identify who the Qa'im is. Is there anything else? Well, when we search more in the Ahadith corpus, we find that the Qa'im or Mahdi is actually the 12th of those 12 Imams that the Prophet had told us about. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله الأئمة بعدي 12 أولهم أنت يا علي وآخرهم القائم الذي يفتح الله على يديه مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. Okay, great. So this means that after the 11th Imam, there is a pause in the sequence of Imams, and Allah will later bring the 12th Imam to this world. Wait, there's more. قلت لأبي جعفر عليه السلام ما معنى إنما أنت منذر ولكل قوم هاد؟ فقال المنذر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وعلي الهادي وفي كل وقت وزمان إمام منا يهديهم إلى ما جاء به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله. So the Imam is telling us that in every time there is an Imam from the Ahlul Bayt. But we already know there are only 12 Imams. سئل أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام عن معنى قول رسول الله إني مخلف فيكم الثقلين كتاب الله وعترتي من العترة؟ فقال أنا والحسن والحسين والأئمة التسعة من ولد الحسين تاسعهم مهديهم وقائمهم لا يفارقون كتاب الله ولا يفارقهم حتى يردوا على رسول الله حوضه. So, if that Qa'im is the 12th Imam, and he's the 9th in the progeny of Imam Hussein عليه السلام, that means he's the direct son of Imam Hassan Askari. So he's already born. Yes, in fact, you will find that a big number of Ahl Sunnah scholars as well believe that the Mahdi is already born. But then, where is he? قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله والذي بعثني بالحق بشيرا لا يغيبن القائم من ولدي بأحد معهود إليه مني. But then, it's really hard to swallow this. Does everyone realize we have a living Imam who is in ghaiba? Well, the hadith continues by saying, حتى يقول أكثر الناس ما لله في آل محمد حاجة ويشك آخرون في ولادته فمن أدرك زمانه فليتمسك بدينه ولا يجعل للشيطان إليه سبيلا بشكه فيزيله عن ملتي ويخرجه من ديني. So, it is established in our tradition that the 12th Imam from the progeny of Muhammad is born and currently in ghaiba, in waiting. So what is ghaiba all about? And why did he go into ghaiba in the first place? Inshallah in the next session. This was a very fast forward recap of session 14. So watch the entire video or you'll really miss out.